Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. So a week has passed and hopefully everyone's doing well. Yeah, there's nothing very special that happened to me throughout the past week, just working on the stuff that I'm supposed to. Other than that, let's get into the topic itself today. So today I'm actually planning to talk about expanding life experiences. So I actually kind of forgotten what was the reason that inspired me to come up with this topic, but when we talk about expanding life experiences, what would be the first thing that come to your mind? For me, I'll say it's perhaps traveling. People have been talking about traveling, widen your perspective, get you to know a lot of new stuff, fresh stuff that you've never thought of or you've never hear about it. So I'll say definitely traveling is one of the best way or one of my favorite way to expand my life experiences, because when you get into a new environment, let's say it's somewhere that you're not familiar with, a place that it's the first time that you're visiting to, it actually gives you a fresh perspective of everything over there. And of course, there's an exchange of cultural differences that makes you feel differently and also get the chance to see things from different perspective. From that, it actually widen your views, widen your perspectives, and lead you into thinking from different perspective that you gain that, but you don't really see it, but you gain that. It's not just all the happiness, the joy that you had during the trip itself, but also there's a lot of different stuff that actually we got when we're traveling. And I'll say that's one of the way of expanding life experiences. Other than that, I'll say when we're trying to do something new, it's actually expanding our life experiences as well. For instance, in the past, I've never before I take up aerial yoga and Pilates, I've never thought I could do something like this. It seems very, very hard to me, but when I first did it, it was actually fun. Expanding life experiences don't only gives you all those new knowledge or new perspective, but it actually gives you fun and joy as well. When you enjoy doing that, you will continue doing it. And one thing that I got up from doing aerial yoga in the past was it actually makes me believe in myself a little bit more. Especially when there's a very challenging pose or something. In the past, I might think that, I definitely couldn't do it. Because it's just so difficult. I'm not that flexible or I'm not that strong yet. But when you try a few times and even if you fail during the journey itself, but slowly you get to do it. And throughout that journey, that process, it actually makes me believe in myself a little bit more, which I find it quite fascinating, and I love that feeling and that experience. And because of those like positive so-called feedback, thing that come to you after you do something, you tend to do it next time as well. So it becomes a positive and healthy cycle that keep on going. So apart from this, I'll say stepping out of your comfort zone is definitely a very important part of expanding your life experiences. I'll say coming to the UK is definitely one of it. And of course, in the past, I've always dreamed of further my study in overseas, in a new place that I've never been to and explore. So coming to the UK is definitely one of it. So coming here, you start everything again. And of course, there are a lot of uncertainty. There are fear that you couldn't really avoid. You have to slowly go through it yourself. There's no way that you just skip it and don't think about it. And especially for those that came alone, I'm quite lucky that I have Andrew. There's at least someone that I could still talk to and rely to when I'm feeling so lost. But for those that came alone, yeah, you guys are really, really brave. Yeah. And even for me, like, yeah, if I wanted to find a job or something, there's definitely, I have to do it myself. There's no way that I could rely on Andrew, right? I have to just do everything on my own to make sure that I got the job or something. Yeah, all of this is actually forcing me to step out of my comfort zone. Yeah, and you might feel it quite differently because in Malaysia, you still have those, I still have those feeling like, yeah, it's still home anyway. Yeah, worst case, I still have home, but here, no, I have to make sure that I'm able to live, I'm able to stay alive, things like this, or else, like, how am I going to live my life? Yeah. And apart from living my life, I have dreams to achieve, I have goals to achieve, I have to work towards that. Yeah. You might feel very lost at some point, but even if you feel lost, you still have to do it. Yeah. It might be hard for people at times like this because you're constantly pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and you don't feel safe, you don't feel good of yourself, but you still have to do it no matter what. Yeah. When you reach this, I'll say everyone might have to go through all this, but when you're going through this, make sure that you have someone that you could talk to. Even if it's friends back home, that's fine. Even if it's family back home, that's fine. Just make sure that you have someone to talk to. Don't isolate yourself. It might makes you feel even worse. Yeah. Other than that, perhaps let's get into like how expanding life experiences have changed me. First thing first, I'll say, it broadened my perspective and let me see things from different perspective. Yeah, I can put myself in someone else's shoes and think from their perspective. Yeah, sometimes things just come so naturally to you that you might form some sort of bias, but when you give yourself a little bit more time to see from different perspective, you might actually see something different. And it becomes slightly easier for you to accept someone else's perspective too. So other than this, I'll say it slowly forced me to become someone that is braver. Yeah, I've always been kind of coward in my life because I don't know. I guess I'm quite strongly influenced by the Asian culture that, yeah, you must follow what teachers say, you must follow what parents say, be a good girl kind of person. Yeah. And when I was younger, of course, I liked this trait of mine, but when I slowly grow up, I don't. I feel like, yeah, I'm not even sure if I'm being true to myself or I'm just being fake. Yeah, that's something that I've been reflecting on. And also when I'm trying to become braver, yeah, it just allows me to grab more opportunity that come to me, yeah, instead of just letting them slipping away. Yeah, becoming braver could also be in terms of like believing yourself. Yeah, sometimes things just seem so hard to you, but actually you could do it. It might not be easy, but you could do it. Yeah, you just need to constantly push yourself a bit and slowly improve yourself towards that. You can actually do it. Yeah. So, other than this, anything else? Yeah, I'll say it gives me the opportunity to connect with different people. Yeah, it's actually quite nice to get to know different people that come from different backgrounds. Yeah, learning about their past experiences, about their life is actually quite an interesting thing. And I guess when I got to learn more from my friends over here, because yeah, we are a group of friends that basically come from different culture. Mm-hmm. Even the locals, they have different backgrounds as well. So it actually gave me a very good opportunity to tap into different areas of culture and also life. Yeah, and it gives me, it makes everything more interesting. Yeah, expanding life experiences is not only about trying to get something away from it, but it also makes your life a lot more interesting. Yeah, imagine that you're just doing the same thing every single day. At the end of the day, you feel so dull and you might feel very demotivated to do anything at all, because life is just basically the same every single day. There's nothing special, there's nothing fun to you. But when you're trying to expand your life experiences, it becomes different, because now you have new things to experience and fresh thing that you've never thought of that might spark something interesting in your life. Yeah, and it just makes your life a lot more interesting. Although there is a step of stepping out of the comfort zone that's probably not very comfortable for you, but if you're able to do it, then you're able to get to a more interesting life, a more fun life. Yeah. So I'll say, if you have the chance, try to expand your life experiences. Yeah. Of course, you don't need to do whatever people say, as long as something new to you, that is expanding your life experiences. You don't need to travel every single time to expand your life experiences. Probably you just need to try a new thing that is considered expanding life experiences as well. Yeah, yeah, it's unrealistic to think about traveling constantly to expand your life experiences unless you're very, very rich, or else, yeah, we still need to look after our own life. That is not very realistic to think about, but if you're able to, yeah, just try different things, and if you are financially able to, try to travel to different places as well. It could be a local trip as well, as long as you've never been to that place, or even if you've been to and you go there and do something else, it's still expanding your life experiences. Yeah, don't restrict yourself with any kind of limit or any kind of idea. Yeah, as long as it's something new, yeah, it is expanding your life experiences. And sometimes doing the same thing with different people could be fun as well. Yeah. So I guess when it comes to expanding life experiences, I can't really say how important it is, but it somehow show its importance in leading us to a more interesting life. So I'll say it's definitely something worth doing. Mm-hmm. Of course, you might feel difficult at the beginning, but believe in yourself a bit more. And if you really feel uncomfortable, just try to prepare yourself a bit more. Then you slowly get better at it and just do it. Yeah. Or perhaps at the beginning, if it's really very fearful for you, try to find someone to do it together with you, and slowly you force yourself to do something that you could do it alone. Yeah, because yeah, you can't always look for someone that have the same interest as you. So sometimes you have to do something alone. Yeah. You might feel lonely at the beginning, but as long as you're enjoying the process, that that doesn't matter anymore to you. Yeah, you get a lot more out of it instead of keep thinking about how lonely you feel when you're trying to do new things alone. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to make sure we try different things, and so our life becomes interesting, and also it motivates us to live our life in a better way, and also get us to think about what kind of life do we actually want. Yeah, because life is now so interesting to you, so what kind of stuff that you actually want, and because that's just so many things out there, it's kind of impossible that you try every single thing. Yeah, and the thing is, you only live once, so try to cherish the time and fill it with something fun and interesting, something colorful, something wonderful, something that you will enjoy, so you make your life a more interesting and unregrettable one. I guess that's it from me today about expanding life experiences. If you do have any different ideas or different views or any kind of comments, feel free to comment down below or send us a DM. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.